Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Friday. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. In Richmond, you can check us out on 910 The Fan on the AM side, 105.1 FM. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go. Streaming live wherever you may be. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, April 12th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning, Johnny Cakes Awville's here.
Hello.
And Jason Bishop.
Yeah, happy Friday.
That is the foursome. Jason's unbelievable. Well, this morning, I just peek over to the right. He's already on his bank account.
Look at that hustle. I appreciate that hustle, Jason. Don't let him dissuade you.
I'm transferring money to my daughter's accounts, putting money in savings, yada, yada, yada.
All you're doing is staying on top of your finances.
That's what I do, man.
Nothing wrong with that whatsoever.
Because if I didn't do it, nobody would. Because wifey doesn't do anything.
Yeah, very good.
Well, my wife is like Bickle.
Yeah. We're the opposite because my wife actually checked it last night. She must get an alert every time there's an activity.
Yeah.
And so, if anything, right? So that's why she's on top of the fraud. I told you had to cancel second credit card.
Right.
She texted me last night. She told me what the check was.
Yeah.
And relatively speaking, it was kind of nubby.
Right.
For us.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And so she said, yeah, I'm going to have to hit up Ed.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
Get to Ed.
Money to cash infusion.
Because we're hemorrhaging.
Yeah, hemorrhaging.
Talk
cash.
To Ed, take some cash out.
Yeah.
I got alerted about fraud last night, like at around 8 o'clock.
What was yours?
My wife looked at her phone. She said, did you go to Wingstop today? And I had to think for a second. I was like, I like Wingstop. I really like lemon pepper wings, but I didn't go to Wingstop today.
Yeah.
So then, of course, we have to text all of our kids. Hey, have you guys gone to Wingstop today?
Been
of
there,
course,
done that.
All negative.
Right.
So now we have to cancel our credit card.
Well, you have a choice. You can let the charge stay.
Yeah.
And just pray it never happens again.
Right.
Then that's just a tester.
Who's going to do that?
Or you cancel it,
gotta
and then
cancel.
You got to go through the hell.
Canceled.
So, yeah.
Cancel.
Yeah.
This is a nightmare.
That is a bad beat.
Bad beat. What are you going to do? Sometimes you take bad beats, JP.
Caps took a bad beat last night.
Yeah, it was a bad beat.
They just can't score.
Yeah,
we've talked about this a lot lately.
We've been talking about that for the last 10 games.
I will never give up the ship until the playoff percentages are zero.
Well, you can think that way.
According to moneypuck.com, 19% chance of making the playoffs after that
loss.
With
three games to play, that's basically 0%.
JP mentioned it. Like, they have to grind their way to two or maybe three goals. But lately, it's been two goals, and they can't beat a drag like the Buffalo Sabres, not once but twice in a span of 10 days.
Yep.
Home losses to teams like the Senators. And if you go back further, I remember the Coyotes were in town. Like, that's a team that they had to beat at home. They squandered that game.
Look,
it's just.
I said this to Cakes this morning. They're not good. They're not good enough.
Yeah, they got a bad goal differential, and they've been trying to scrap their way into one of the last spots, and it's just.
You don't deserve to make the playoffs at minus 42 goals.
Probably don't.
You just don't.
Yeah.
And now you got all these other teams that are better offensively.
What's the what is the percentage down to now?
19%.
They've scored the least amount of goals in the Eastern Conference. There are a couple teams in the Western Conference that have less goals than the Washington Capitals, but that's the biggest thing.
Yeah, and you're right.
I was watching some of the altcast and watching some of the regular telecast, and on both, they pointed out the first period, they maybe even outplayed Buffalo, but they gave up a deflected goal. And then they're chasing the game.
Yeah, the altcast, that's what GP's doing?
Yeah.
Some of those guys? Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I'm going to be doing the Wizards altcast tonight. Cakes is doing the Caps altcast. I'm not sure
to
when you're
determined.
Doing it.
That date has not been determined yet.
Nice.
A little bit of the wind has been taken out of my sails with them being close to eliminated, but I'll still do it.
What would help is if the Caps played the Islanders or the Pens one more time.
Yeah.
But they don't.
They don't.
And so you have to rely on those teams to lose.
And Jason mentioned something that's not easy to do. Before the show, he's like, you know what the Caps need? They need a Connor McDavid. And I said, well, every team in the league.
Well, hopefully this Ryan Leonard kid
outside of Edmonton, of course, would love a Connor McDavid.
Yeah, well, they just need, you know, they just need four or five kids that can just score.
I countered with, we have a Connor Michael.
Michael. Yeah.
He scored.
He's developing nicely. He's going to have close to a 20-goal season.
Yep.
But he's not Connor McDavid.
No. It's just frustrating.
Well, because we get our hopes up and hoping that they'll get into the playoffs. And they still have a chance.
Still have a minor
But now
slack.
You need Pittsburgh to lose, right?
Yes.
Well, they need to win out and they need help.
They need exactly. Need to win out. Can't lose again.
No.
Got to go 3-0. And then you need Pittsburgh probably to lose two.
Right. That would help.
Let's see, tonight none of those teams are playing. Tomorrow,
Pittsburgh's been on a heater, right?
Yes. Pittsburgh plays at home to Boston tomorrow. Caps play Tampa at home. And then the Islanders, I think the Islanders are already in.
Pittsburgh's 7-0-3 in their last 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why they've zoomed past the Caps, you know, for a playoff spot.
Damn Penguins.
I know.
It's always been the damn Penguins, except for one year.
Now the Pens fans are just going to taunt me with the Ovi raising his golf clubs over his head instead of the Stanley Cup.
But here's the thing.
At least he's got one.
If Washington beats Tampa tomorrow night
and
Pittsburgh loses to Boston tomorrow night, I
back
believe
in the mix.
They're back into that eighth spot.
Yep.
Okay. I love that if that happens.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm a big Boston fan tomorrow then.
Well, it's definite because they would have 87 points and the Pens would be stuck on 86.
Yeah, but I don't know who – what about Detroit? I don't know who has the tiebreaker on Detroit because I think Detroit has the same amount of points right now.
Just consider it a miracle if they get in there. If they get in, it's a miracle. It's great.
It's pretty close to a miracle.
Yeah,
it would
be a miracle
if they get in.
And then we'll...
Especially if they crowbar their way in with like a negative 45 goal differential.
Well, they're not going to make it up. They're not going to make up that goal differential.
I know. I just know it's going to be poor.
It's going to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like if they
it's
going to
be in the 40s.
If they somehow make it in, that goal differential is going to have to be one of the worst probably in NHL history.
That'd be a good question.
For a team to qualify for the playoffs.
Be a good question to look up.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, Columbus, who's lost 54 games this year, they're 26-54 if you consider the overtime losses. They've got 15 more goals than Washington.
Right. They've probably given up a lot more, but they've scored more.
They've given up more.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they've scored more. Slightly more, but
I mean,
still.
Chucky Lindgren can only be a hero to such an extent. He can only save so many games for them. Like, the offense has to chip in a little bit and help him out.
Were they totally outshot?
You
said they outplayed
him
in the first period.
I don't know what the shots were for the game. I'd have to look it up.
I believe.
It was pretty close early.
I believe it was 16 shots for Buffalo. So it's not like they had a ton of them.
Shots on goal.
Yeah.
I'm big on just volume. Fire off whatever you can.
Caps outshot Buffalo 24-17 for the game.
There you go.
Those are on goal. What about? That's just what they. Do they have a category shots or shots on goal or just shots?
Shots as far.
And they only count the ones.
No, I think the shots.
They do have the shots on goal as well.
Yeah, yeah.
It always tilts me that like a shot that hits the pipe is not considered a shot on goal.
Right.
Or shot.
Should be.
I don't understand that.
You're also, because you're also a lacrosse guy and you know it kind of resets the clock.
Yeah.
You know, shot clock in lacrosse.
Yeah, so kind of a bummer last night.
Well, on a positive, I know you guys, I appreciate it. A lot of you guys were checking out the Red Foxes on Wednesday night, nationally televised game. It was a little bit of a bummer because I'm on the sideline taking pictures and my wife's texting me, ESPNU is still showing the Maryland women's game. No disrespect to Maryland. That's awesome. I like to see them get the attention. But what that did is it bumped our game to ESPN News for a bit, which is fine. But then you had people like JP recording it or my mother watching. Good luck having them.
Yeah, I didn't
figure
know.
It out.
Well, right? I also didn't get back till later that night, and I put it on, and I had seen that you had tweeted that your son scored.
Right.
But it was
on ESPN News.
I guess it was in the first three goals.
Yeah, it was on
ESPN.
And
let me tell you, I don't watch much lacrosse. I mean, basically never watch lacrosse. I mean, watch my nephew.
You're
going to
start watching your nephew next year.
But, man, there were a lot of goals.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
At one point,
that was pretty standard.
I tuned into the third period. I started watching in the – was 3-1. It was the second period. And it was like, goal.
Yeah. No, it's all – I mean, I think it's the greatest sport, honestly. I never played it. It's a shame. But I think it's the greatest sport in the world. But we're also in a position where we're like the Caps. We got to win out, or we're going to need some help.
Yeah, the announcers kind of kept saying that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And
I mean,
then
actually,
I'd
if
never
the season
seen...
ended today, if the season ended today, we're in.
I had never seen the strategy at the end where I think you guys were up 13-9. Maybe it was 13-10.
At one point,
about
we were
3
up
minutes
four.
Left.
No, we were up 4.
So maybe it was 13-9.
But at that point, it was 13-10.
Yeah, about 3 minutes left in the game. And the only reason I know that it's still a game is I did happen to go to one of my nephew's game where they trailed. He played for Team New Jersey, and they played Team Maryland. They trailed by 3 goals with 2 minutes left, and they tied it up and pushed it to overtime.
It happens several times a year because with face-offs,
you could
score in like 3 seconds, win a face-off, and score in another 3 seconds. Just go right down and score. So it can happen.
So Marist had the ball in like the corner. I guess it went out of bounds. And they double-teamed this guy. But they didn't have the goalie in, and they just let the guy score.
Well, they didn't really let the guy score. That's called a 10-man ride. They didn't really want to score. They were actually slamming their sticks.
But he scored, and then they ended up proceeding to win face-off, score, win face-off, score, win face-off, score. And all of a sudden, it was a 1-goal game.
Right.
But Marist held on. So congrats to your son.
Yeah, yeah, the boys were excited. You know,
let's get the national television coverage. I guess the only game of the year is what they said.
Yeah, so every year we've had one game on national TV. I mean, every game's on ESPN Plus, which obviously you can get anywhere in the world. But you know, you got to be a little bit more savvy, a little more sophisticated, and you got to kind of know it's on. But when they put it on like ESPN News or ESPN Plus or something like that, or ESPNU. You know, that's on bars everywhere.
Yeah, it's
a
big platform.
Yeah, it's really good. So it was exciting.
Oh, that's a big deal. So who's next? I'm sorry.
So next is LIU.
Long Island, all right.
Beat them last year. But it's obviously – what's interesting about the MAC conference, I don't want to bore you guys, but
I love it.
The Big Ten or some of these other conferences, like the schools are all over. They're kind of spread out, especially now, right? We got like Maryland going – like next year they go out to USC or wherever the hell they're going to go, right? Or going out to Michigan or Iowa. In the MAC – they're all up in the upper northeast.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of New York schools. Mm-hmm. So it's like it's a home game, but it's not really a home game because when you're playing Long Island U, half the stadium's going to be Long Island.
How far is Long Island from Poughkeepsie?
I'm not an expert at that, but where my friends live, maybe like an hour and a half, you know, something like that. I'm not an expert, but that's about right.
Yeah. But I mean, obviously, they're going to have a lot of fans there.
Oh,
parents and fans.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a lot. Is
LIU already in the conference tournament? They're already qualified?
So. I think so. Because they're 6-1.
Have you noticed 100%. Any traffic differences after the bridge collapse?
Fortunately, thank God, I personally have not been affected by it.
One of my buddies.
I know lots of people have.
One of my buddies. Now, he always took the tunnel. He works, though, on the other side of the tunnel, kind of past Baltimore, like just past Baltimore. And he says some days it's just ridiculous.
I think it is if you have to go a certain way, yeah. The way I go, I'm able to not really. And I never went on that bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way I would go on it is if people needed to go my way to go around it. I don't think they do. So traffic has been fine. But originally, I was going to go up right after the show today. I'm telling you, I'm dead. Got no sleep. By the way, how did Holiday do in his debut? Did he do anything?
He's 0 for so far in two games.
He went 0 for 4.
But he's driven a couple runs, scored a couple runs.
He had an RBI in his debut, and then he went 0 for 4 last night, but scored a couple runs.
Uh-huh. I mean, baseball's hard.
Exactly. I mean, he's a kid.
Of course.
He's going to be really good, but he's right.
Yeah, of course. I don't really know what's going on in the world. But I mean, we're just kind of locked in. Can't believe. Basically, I just have to assume for the sake of argument that it'll be, you know, just for me and my brain. Mm-hmm. I got two games left to watch my kid play. Mm-hmm. And we all have children, and we all have to go to different moments where everyone meets the end of the road at some point.
Yeah.
And if you every parent loves watching their kids play. And it's hard, you know.
You've got to take advantage of it.
You remember when your daughters stopped playing softball? Remember when your son stopped playing lacrosse?
It sucks.
Yeah, it's just you miss it. It's a big part of your life.
Yep.
So I got two left to prep, in all likelihood, to watch my son. I mean, I think they can certainly close this out, but I just got to assume in my brain two left.
Mm-hmm.
It's I don't know.
Yeah, go save them.
I wonder how I'm gonna handle it.
You're definitely gonna cry.
I'm gonna fight it because I know. Listen, I'm just kind of a dumb person that way. I don't really like to cry. Like I know people say.
I mean, I don't like to cry too, but sometimes your emotions will get the best of you.
When you'll cry when you're in your car by yourself thinking about it. When you're around other people, you'll have other distractions. But when you start thinking about it and pondering life by yourself, that's when it happens.
I tell you, Joe P. When JoJo played his last game when we got eliminated by Delaware last year, he cried all over my shoulder, and that's the last guy on earth. Literally, last guy.
Even tough guys cry.
Oh, yeah.
All right, got a lot to get into on the show today. We will talk movies. Kevin McCarthy joins us at 7. John Feinstein at 8. Dennis Scott going to join us at 9 o'clock. He's promoting the Capitol Classic. He's one of the honorary coaches. He played in the Capitol Classic in 1987.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk some NBA and more with Dennis Scott. Also, Aaron Bronster, who covers the UFC MMA reporter for Sportsnet's going to join us. We've got all that to get into, plus Tiger Woods and the Masters. OJ Simpson passes away. A lot to get into here on The Junkies. Don't go anywhere.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Coming up at 6:45, we'll give you a chance to win some Wizards tickets. So listen for your opportunity to win tickets to the Wizards tonight, actually. Don't call in if you can't go tonight, but we'll give you a chance to win some Wizards tickets as they take on the Bulls tonight on Fan Appreciation Night. That's coming up at 6:45.
My boy Chris Fleming's in town. He's assistant for the Bulls.
Nice. He's not the guy that ran Fleming's back in the day.
No.
We used to have a hookup.
Definitely a different Fleming.
That's a different Fleming.
That was a good hookup.
Different guy.
No. His butt. Oh, no, that's a different guy. Yeah. I was thinking of your Chris Hecht. I'm getting all your
all the Chris's.
I'm getting all your Chris
Hecht runs a European soccer team, Aston Villa.
Yeah.
Again, we're still waiting.
Is that what it's called?
I haven't seen one.
Villa.
I haven't seen one beanie. I haven't seen one scarf. I haven't seen one replica kit from Aston Villa sent our way. I don't know if he's that good of a friend.
No, I just haven't asked.
I mean, it's
he's
not
also
like
too
you.
High up.
Okay.
He's a big silly.
Okay, sure. He can't be bothered with sending out a box of gear.
I think we'll get some gear today.
No, he can be. I just haven't asked him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one of the first things, like our pal Tom Doyle, who once sponsored our Daisy Dukes concert.
That's
it. Or Daisy Dukes contest, sorry.
This is how crazy those soccer fans are over there. You know, he lives out he lives in London, but the team is based a little bit outside
These
of London.
The soccer hooligans.
They're hooligans.
You're referencing.
He has been threatened multiple times.
Oh, really?
Leaving the stadium after losses.
And he's
just the president of the team.
That sounds intense.
He's not the coach, or you know, he's not a player.
Right.
They're just nuts over there.
But back to what I was saying, Tom Doyle is running the Capital Classic now. Dennis Scouts can join us in the studio at 9 to promote it. One of the first things he did, texted me, he's like, what are the boys' sizes?
Ah, I like that. Always like to hear that.
So should have some gear for everybody.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Who was it that sent us a text and asked for gear?
Michelle.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, I like all the gear.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
She asked for a preference of, do you like a trucker hat or a regular hat? And Evie was like, I want more.
I want all the free.
I like all the stuff.
Sure.
Just so you know, and she knows.
So yesterday, the biggest news in the sports world, of course, there's the Masters, and we'll get into that coming up in the next segment, was O.J. Simpson passing away. And I hadn't been following whether he had health problems or not.
No, I talked about a couple of weeks ago that he had prostate cancer, but he told everybody in his last video, and I talked about it at the time, and he said he thinks he got under control, be out on the golf course in no time. Either they were snowing him or they didn't realize how bad it was.
He knew it was bad. He's just lying.
I mean,
he's a certifiable liar.
Yeah.
My son posed me a good question yesterday. He said, do you say rest in peace for O.J. Simpson?
I didn't see a lot of that.
I said, no.
I didn't see a lot of that.
I said, I don't say rest in peace for murderers.
You can't be sad for a double murder.
Yeah, he's a scumbag. And the world is a better place without him.
It was weird that somebody, they're doing all these, obviously they're going to have a long bio about O.J., right? It's very complicated. And the number one thing everybody remembers is the trial. But then somebody, she was a reporter for, I can't remember who, doesn't matter. She sat down with him in 1999, maybe a few years afterwards, right?
Five years after he was acquitted.
Yeah. And she said something about, and he talked about if he had done it, he would never pay the Goldmans or whatever.
Right.
But then she said sort of like, how's your life now? And he says, I've never gotten more blank.
Right.
In my life.
Yeah.
That was the word he used. Right. And you know the word I'm saying.
I think I know the word.
He said, my life is great. I've never gotten more blank in my life.
That's weird.
And they went to the girls that were hanging out with him.
Right.
There were girls that were hanging out with him and were like, they're like, yeah, we know he did it, but he's iconic. He's famous.
Right.
We don't care.
Mm-hmm.
We know he did it.
Mm-hmm.
They're quoted saying that.
Fame.
He's fame.
Money.
And then the final line was just about how it's kind of an indictment on our culture, just how like fame trumps everything here.
Yep. Yeah.
You can be a murderer, but if you have that level of fame, a lot of people will give you a pass.
Where were you when the verdict came in? I remember exactly where I was.
I was at Temple Law School, actually in the building, and I remember a large portion of the people erupted happy.
Right.
I was in my house.
Oh, for sure.
I was in the house I was living in with my roommate Jay Franklin in Bowie. What's the development called?
Starts
with H.
Heather Hills.
Heather Hills.
Yeah,
he had a house in Heather Hills, and I was sitting upstairs in my bedroom watching it.
Yeah, I was
on a big tube TV.
I was in Crofton. I was getting wings. I was in a wing place, and then a TV, and the verdict came down.
Yeah,
I was waiting for probably a dozen buffalo wings.
What's bizarre?
With ranch, of course.
Is I watched that whole trial because I worked at a nursing home at the time,
right?
And TVs were on in the nursing home, so I just literally sat there and watched the trial all day, every day.
Sure,
that was my job, was to be around these old people in and they had a TV on, and every channel had
the job was basically to watch the OJ trial.
Right, so I watched the whole trial.
Right,
and I remember obviously where I was with the chase because we were all watching a basketball game. I don't remember where I was when the verdict was read.
Right.
I don't remember that for some reason. But I watched so much trial coverage, it's not a surprise.
I do, yeah. I remember.
You know what? I probably was at work.
I mean, it was the biggest story in America for over a year.
Oh, yeah.
Over a year. I mean, we did a segment on the Sports Junkies cable access TV show when we first started out, JP on OJ. It was like a weekly bit.
I mean, I would say it was biggest story for probably a decade. Like, it's beyond a year. Like, it was.
I just meant, like, on the day-to-day basis.
Oh, day-to-day, for sure.
You watched the stupid trial.
Yeah.
And you knew all the characters.
You knew all the attorneys.
Yep. And then, of course, it's just so maddening.
Did it take that long?
It was long.
How long was the trial, do you remember?
11 months.
Almost a year. Wow.
Like I said, it was unbelievable. About a year.
There is a juror that was recently interviewed, and she admits, yeah, we thought he did it, but we just wanted to get him off because, you know, of other, you know, injustices, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's
and, you
so
know,
insane.
Back then it was a little different in terms of the amount of channels, but Jay Leno killed it, crushed it with his, like, dancing Edos and doing bits.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it became kind of a farce.
What amazed me is how many people on the whatever freeway that was in L.A.
Mm-hmm. Just pulled over.
I mean, there was no social media. Mm-hmm. So obviously they're all listening to the radio.
And the news.
And then the Broncos obviously.
100 share that day.
And can you imagine
how many people were on the overpasses? Remember
I remember.
It was incredible how many people. I mean, the entire city of L.A. was watching him in the Broncos.
Well, because you thought that he was suicidal, and he may have been.
Right.
You know, in the backseat of a car with a gun to his head.
Correct. Yeah.
And nobody wanted the juice to kill himself.
And Al Callings convinced him to get back to the house.
Right.
A lot of people still thought he was innocent at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Tommy Horsecamp still thinks he's innocent.
To this day, he does.
No, there's no way, right?
He can't.
We should call him.
Yeah, we should. We gotta call him. Get him on the horn.
Horsey.
Get him on the horn immediately.
Call him right now. Wake his ass up. Tommy Horsey, because he loved him so much, he wouldn't believe. Tommy's one of those guys that if he loves you, He's not gonna.
He's ride or die.
He's a ride or die.
Yeah.
He's not gonna turn his back on him.
Tell him to clear his refi schedule.
Just have Mike Mark come over here. Mike Mark, come over. I can't multitask. It's too hard for me.
Horsey.
We're gonna call Horsey. We're gonna wake his ass up.
Yep.
And I'm sure his phone's blowing up right now. Where am I? No,
he
here,
needs
buddy.
To be, he needs to be called.
Just type in Horsecamp. Okay.
It is early.
Don't scroll through those photos.
There's nothing. There's a lot of golf pics.
Drab and I talked about this yesterday.
Did it come up?
How no. Not awesome, but just how infamous it would be if he had some sort of deathbed confession. Like, it would be so memorable.
My youngest said that there was a rumor going around in social media that there was some text. Yeah. And then, you know,
you click the link and then it was spam.
Like he admitted it or something.
Yeah. Spam.
Oh, yeah, it was a link to...
I had no idea what she was talking about, but I said, you know, it's probably fake, right?
It was a link to, like, that big naked guy sitting down with his huge hog.
It was a joke.
That's a
great meme. My buddy Jonesy sends me that one all the time.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you clicked... It looked like...
The link was sanfranchronicle.com, and then you click on it.
And then, boom, there's...
No, he sent me that picture. I think I know what picture you're talking about. I sent it to me a couple weeks ago. It was hilarious.
Didn't OJ make a lot of money doing... some sort of video where he hypothetically said, if I did it, this is how I did it.
Yeah, it was like a NBC special or something like
if
that.
If I did it.
Yeah. He also wrote a book, If I Did It.
Yeah, it was based on a book, I think. Yeah, mm-hmm. The whole thing.
Well, it's a shame. He passes away without ever finding the real killer. Remember, he said he was going to dedicate his life searching for the real killer.
I was stunned by it because I knew he had prostate cancer. And there were two conflicting reports, and I talked about it at the time. There were some said he was going to die.
Yeah.
And then he immediately refuted it and said, no, I'm going to be fine. I'm going to lick this. I'm going to be out on the golf course in no time. And then we got no report. And apparently he had been in hospice, but nobody knew. They kept it quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden they announced he died. It actually kind of shocked me.
You got to have home hospice for O.J. Simpson. Like, you can't just throw him into a hospice, like a community hospice.
Because?
The word's going to get out.
Oh, the word will get out.
Yeah,
right.
You want
to
keep it private.
Right. All right. Is he not answering?
He's still sleeping. Probably got to wait till about 8.
I drive by a hospice.
Just try one more time.
You got to text him. Maybe he doesn't recognize the phone number.
Yeah. I drive by a hospice a lot that's close to my house, and it tilts me every time I drive by because I know what's happening inside the hospice.
Tiger Shishimi.
Tilts you.
That's what's happening.
I live next door to one. I see him wheeling dead bodies
out. Oh, you do?
Late at night.
I don't live that close.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty awful. You might want to reconsider where you live, Rick.
I just told him, it ruins my day every time.
I'm sure it does.
He should know. Does it say the radio station or no? It's just like a random.
Yeah, but he might have his phone on silent.
But he's sleeping.
If you call me in the middle
silent,
you call me in the middle of the night. I'm not.
Hey, Twitter world.
Yeah.
Well, nobody's going to call me because they know I'm sleeping.
The only thing that works on my phone overnight, sound-wise, the alarm. Everything else.
Oh, believe me, I heard the alarm the other day.
I can't have my phone going or giving notifications in the middle of the night.
What's the dumb tune you had? Jason and I were in studio. You left to go to the bathroom or something. His alarm went off to remind him that he was doing the Derek Forrest interview.
I mean,
and he literally let that alarm go for like 4 minutes.
Well, I didn't realize. Well, I'd forgotten that it was on. I didn't realize it.
Yeah,
it was
he wasn't on. He wasn't here.
It's just
in the studio.
Dumb alarm tone.
Yeah.
That's very annoying, and I want to turn it off. I want to throw my phone through my window every time I hear it. It sucks.
Everybody,
mine's not on silence, on vibrate. So
right,
I mean, it's the same thing, I guess.
Right, that's true. I mean, when do normal people that work in the mortgage business get up?
I would assume 7:30.
He probably has to be at the 7:30? Office at 9, so I'm going to guess 7:30.
So he's still snoring.
Yes.
Do we have Laura's number? I'd call Laura, but I don't
have her number.
He's going to wake up the whole family.
Hey, Mark, come in here. I think I do. She's given my daughter softball lessons before. Come here.
All right, my alarm's going to go off in about 30 seconds, and it's very annoying.
Why is it so annoying?
You'll
hear
it.
Why didn't you put it on something like less annoying?
They're all annoying. Anything that wakes me up out of my slumber.
No, some are a little more soothing. They slowly do it.
No, I don't want that. I want to get
some harps going.
I want to be jarred out of my sleep. That's what I need. Otherwise, right. I'm going to try to sleep more.
Try that. Call his wife. She'll wake his ass up.
Mm-hmm.
They said for the last month or so, OJ was making amends with like people in his life that he had fallen out with.
So he knew he was. He knew he was.
Yeah.
He was over.
And so his former manager, this guy named Pardo. This is what he said yesterday.
That's not annoying.
I hate that.
Oh, it's annoying.
It's annoying if you're sitting in studio and Cakes leaves his phone right there.
For 4 minutes, then it's annoying.
Go ahead, Drabby.
Continue, Drab.
This is what he said after OJ died yesterday. He wasn't the best guy in the world, not the nicest, not the most truthful, but he also wasn't the meanest guy in the world either.
That's quite a...
Wow.
What an obituary.
I'm not sure I've ever
heard... Quite a send-off.
I'm not sure I've ever heard anything like
that
before.
I'm sure Nicole Brown would not have agreed with that.
Right. Or Ron Goldman.
Or Ron Goldman.
But that's probably a good way to describe a guy, because I'm sure he's not all 100% evil, right?
Right.
Everybody has a dark side. Not everybody commits murder, but he probably has some... good qualities. Who knows? A
couple of you guys were following him, right, for his stupid social media posts when he would talk about football.
Valdez was following him for a long time.
I couldn't, but they would go viral.
He became like a joke. He became a goof.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it was show content.
I think the last video he did, he told everybody it was going to be fine or whatever, and he made a Super Bowl pick. I think he picked the Niners.
He did, yes.
I think he did.
Well, the sadder story was that Kevin McClinton passed away yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that.
I didn't hear that. What happened? Did he have a heart attack?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
He was a big dude.
It was a heart attack.
I think he was one of my Facebook friends somehow, and I saw like a Facebook post where he was like, prayers for me. Like, he took a selfie while he was in the hospital bed.
You're kidding.
No.
He was feeling...
Go on to Facebook and
Kevin McClinton. Too sad.
He was feeling bad, went to the hospital, and then I think...
They couldn't save him?
Died the next day.
Was it like arteries are all clogged up or something?
I don't know. 53
years old. Dude, that's a horrible story. Like, I'm hearing this now for the first time.
Like, that deserves rest in peace.
100%.
Yes.
Definitely.
Kevin McClinton starred at Maryland.
He went to Springbrook High School.
Father was a star, tragically died, and played for the Skins.
Correct.
Very underrated OJ moment in his life. Is when he drafted Andrew Luck and then he retired an hour later.
That's right.
After his preseason
OJ's
game.
Like, what? OJ's like, what did I ever do to you?
Hey, Drabby, you want to do it next break? Tommy said, I said, pick up your phone. He said, okay.
Nice. All right, yeah.
We'll do it next break.
Sure.
I know we got to talk about the Masters. Believe me, we're not going to miss it.
Plenty of time.
But let's get Horse Camp on. Horse Camp, who still, I believe, in 2024, believes OJ is innocent.
All right.
And you haven't heard him on this show for a long time, but there was a period of our show for probably 5 to 7 years that we used to have our buddies, the homies, on the show all the time, and he was our original movie reviewer.
That's right.
So he was the lesser talented of the two, to be honest.
It was him and Crickety doing movie reviews.
They weren't Siskel and Ebert, I'll tell you that. That's an old school
boy. So we will talk to Horsey next, also give you a chance to win those Wizards tickets here on The Junkie.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, we told you to give you a chance to win some Wizards tickets at 6:45. Well, right now, caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with tickets to the Wizards tonight. Can't go to the game tonight, don't call. But if you can go, we'll hook you up with those tickets. They take on the Bulls, 7 p.m. It's Fan Appreciation Night presented by Michelob Ultra. And fans are going to take home a free City Edition themed T-shirt. For tickets and more event info, you can visit thefandc.com/events. That's courtesy of the Washington Wizards. All right, we were talking about O.J. Simpson passing away, and eventually it turned to our attention that our good old friend Tommy Horsecamp, at least at one point, thought that O.J. was an innocent man.
At one point? Like for years.
You probably believe he still believes that? I don't think so.
In his heart of hearts,
all
knows,
because the glove didn't fit. That's
he's
why.
The kind of guy that won't admit it. Out of just sort of pride, right. And he's a ride or die guy.
Stubborn guy.
Horsey.
I'm not going to give up on it.
What are you
searching for the real killer?
Yeah.
What do you think? Give me your theory of the case.
What am I going to do? Am I going to
come to grips with it is
if
what you're going to do.
Does not fit, if the glove does not fit, you must acquit.
I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming.
Tommy, you were watching that. There's overwhelming evidence. Blood evidence everywhere. A freaking cut on his hand.
There was blood in the Bronco. How did Nicole Brown's blood get in the Bronco?
He doesn't have an answer for that.
Well, you could always
already.
Say something. And Ron Goldman. You could say planting.
By the way, Ron Goldman's blood was also in there.
The answer would be, if Tommy had a good, and what's what Johnny Cochran, is it planted evidence? And you would look, and you'd point to other cases where they planted evidence.
Mark Furman was a racist,
right?
I don't have any good.
Yeah, he's not big on analysis.
Rebuttals.
Right. Why?
Hey, you know, he was probably on the jury.
Right. Tommy.
This reminds me of Tommy when he did our cable access TV show. Yeah, we had, not much to say.
We had Tommy there was, on one
there
time.
There was reasonable doubt.
What's the reasonable doubt?
The glove, you can see the glove didn't fit.
Oh, my God.
The glove's probably washed. It's dried. It probably shrunk.
No, didn't he stop taking his arthritis medicine?
Yeah, I think
so that his hands got all swollen?
Probably.
And he spread his fingers out.
Well, also, with the way they kept the glove, they had it in a freezer or something. It got smaller. No. You know what I mean? There was all these reasons.
Shrinkage. Yeah. Guys know all about shrinkage.
Yeah, and I think they put on the
rubber gloves, which made it more difficult to put a glove on. All of that stuff. But Tommy, what is it that so enamored you? Like, why was you just like?
Why were you such a big OJ fan?
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I know you were a Niners fan, but you played bit with the Niners.
You played for like 20 minutes.
What were we? We were. It was the late 70s when he was on the Bills, and he was the best player in the league, so he was my favorite player.
You're a Bills fan, and OJ Simpson guy in the late 70s.
Did you collect like football cards?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, I remember doing book reports on him. They had a book in the library on O.J. Simpson's life.
I'd love to see that book.
I'm learning something new right now.
But you were like 5 years old when he was playing for the Bills.
Yeah, it was like 8 years or 7 or 8 years old.
No, he's right. He did play in the 70s.
And then he got it.
It was like
70s.
Maybe 70.
I think he retired in like 82, maybe.
He played for the Bills until like 77 or 78, I think.
Yep. And then he was on the Niners, and that's how I became a Niners fan.
Right. And he was a commentator and did the ads.
You liked all the ads?
Yeah, he liked Naked Gun. He was a big Naked Gun fan.
Naked Gun, he was money.
He only rent Hertz cars.
Yeah, do you only rent Hertz cars? Do you only buy Bruno Mali shoes?
You're a kid, you're dumb. And it's all,
I know, but you're still dumb. And you're a grown-ass man, and you're still dumb.
32 was my favorite number at the time. I was a dumb kid.
But you said he's stubborn. You know, he's not going to back down.
Hold on, I had no idea that he was your favorite guy.
He just doesn't want his psychological. Horsey doesn't want his childhood tainted. So that's what
I understand that. But I didn't know that was his childhood. Of all the football heroes, that was your
little too late for it not to be tainted if you're a childhood heroes OJ.
He was definitely my guy.
When you heard
I don't want to admit that I picked the wrong horse.
Exactly. Yeah.
He's going down with the ship.
You right. finally admitted it.
That's why I said he's a ride or die guy.
No, he's finally admitted it.
No, he knows. He's just not going to admit it. Yeah. No, I know.
He's going to stick to it till his death.
Dude, he knew in 90.
I know this conversation means we're freaking old that we're talking about it.
No kidding.
He's trying to deflect.
What did you think?
30 years.
What did you think when you found out? How'd you find out that OJ passed?
They broke into it watching the Masters.
Okay. Hold on. Were you able to continue at work when you heard the devastating news?
I got to take
OJ
a personal day, mental health day.
I actually felt bad when I thought I'm really not that upset about it.
Well, you shouldn't be. He's a murderer. You know what I honestly thought? And then you guys will make fun of me, but I honestly thought, I mean, if there is a hell, he's got to go to hell, right? I don't think he ever repented.
No, maybe, didn't seem like it.
Maybe he did with him and a priest
I'm
somewhere.
I'm sure he did not.
I mean, he was pretty annoying. If you listen to any of his Twitter rants and things like that in his later years, I'm like, the guy got pretty annoying.
Did you hear that he did an interview shortly after, a couple years after the verdict, and he said he'd never gotten more pee in his life?
I didn't, but I'm not surprised.
How's the mortgage business going there, Tommy Horsley?
Yeah, what are the rates?
Nobody wants to know. Talk about that.
Are
right
they
now.
6% or are they
that
below?
That means they're
high. No, they're a little bit above that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
I'm curious. Going. Does anybody remember you from doing this show at this point?
I don't know.
Did you get any texts or calls waking you up besides us this morning? We started talking about your dumbass.
No, I got zippy.
It's early.
What time do you usually get up?
Some 800 number call me. I'm like, what the heck is going on?
Right.
What time do you usually get up? 7?
6. I usually get up at 6.
Oh, okay.
For those that don't remember, I mean, not only was Horsey like a movie reviewer on the show, but we made him do like dating shows.
Yeah, how many chicks did you tag in your tenure as a single man?
Not admitting to anything.
Oh. You know what? It's pleading the fifth. I like that, Tommy.
I can't remember. Was he, I mean,
we
did
some
he
chick
go on
a
the
motorcycle
trip,
or something? But, right? Didn't you date that chick?
Wasn't there like a bench story too, and like going to New York, or that might have even been Squirrel?
No, I think it was.
That was Squirrel.
You're conflating Tommy and
you're
Squirrel.
Has a good story.
You're going to upset.
No, Horsey and my wife and we weren't married at the time. My wife and Horsey and a girl he met through the show went to. Did we go to Meriwether for a concert?
We went to Meriwether to see Live.
That's right. It was a double date.
We gave out tickets for the last week.
And we went to see Live.
They're still grinding.
Something's never changed.
I can't remember that girl's name. But,
that girl ended up hooking up with. I just took her to the concert.
Right.
Yeah.
Was that the girl that won the motorcycle?
She was from the Horsey and the Hottie movie reviewer.
That's right.
That's what we call the contest?
Yeah, Horsey and a Hottie.
So stupid.
Good old days, man.
Were
a
you
lot
still
of fun
living
shows.
Were we still living in? Where were we living at that point? Where were you living?
I was in. We were at Autoville, and then you guys. I think you might have been in Savage. I don't know.
Yeah. But I let you all use my rack and my weights, so I had a key to the house, so I could still lift.
I don't know if we really locked the house.
That's probably true too. But I did have a key.
There's nothing worth stealing in that house. Trust me.
Autoville. Autoville's where I saw Horsey and his old girlfriend in the basement. Right?
Oh, you walked in on him?
I saw.
No. I was walking around the house and the window was there. The window was open.
And he was hitting skins?
I don't remember that story.
The Jewish girl he dated? What was her name?
No, I know exactly what you're talking
what
about.
What was her first name?
I don't
the
say
one that he
it.
Broke up with like a million
Caroline.
Times.
Caroline.
They broke up like every other week.
Yeah. And I walked around because I knocked on the door because it was locked and no one answered. So I walked around the back to try and get in.
What did you see?
And it was locked and I walked around and Horsey's in his bedroom.
He's hitting skids.
Oh, pommeling it.
I don't know if I ever heard that story.
I think you did. It was a long time ago.
We had a lot of. Whenever Nate would have one of his pigs over, we would go outside and look through the window.
Poor Nate, dog. He catches so much shrapnel.
Nate was so embarrassed by his pigs that he would get up early in the morning and escort them to the car so no one could see.
No one could see him.
Yeah.
All right, Horsey.
This is why we had to kick Horsey off the. We got one crack at the cable. You know, Tommy, you could have a totally different life if your personality wasn't so dreadful.
Yeah. Horsey.
Tommy?
My personality is money.
He's in a brain fog right now. He can barely function.
That's true. We did
it's
just
very early.
Up.
You guys, Yeah, you can't. Well, you guys got me right off.
That's what we do.
What do you got today?
The don't sleep.
Today you're going to go lift, maybe a couple softball games. Like, what's on the agenda?
Softball hadn't started yet. A couple weeks for softball.
Right. So what do you do all day?
I had basketball last night.
He still lives like a teenager. No. Yeah.
You're playing like in a men's 50-plus league?
Well, I actually quit the league because it was just sad. but I play pickup on Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Got it.
All right. All right, Tommy.
Busy man.
That was a mistake, Colin. Sorry. My bad.
Bad radio.
I thought it was fun.
Bad radio.
No, it was awesome.
A little walk down memory lane.
Yeah.
The original homies.
All right, Tommy. I'll talk to you next Kringle.
Yeah, thanks for coming to the game, by the way.
I don't even bother trying to call.
Yeah, I know. You don't do anything.
Well, you text me. You never text either.
I like how you guys have to work things out.
Have you ever had a guy?
Hey, I can't imagine a phone call with this dollar.
Have you ever heard a guy with less radio instincts? All right, Horsey, we got to run. Yeah.
When he did the TV show, he literally just watched. He would look at Eric.
We had him replace Jason, like cakes or me. Something one day.
Yeah. I can't.
You get nothing.
He wasn't meant for this business.
He wasn't meant for the business. Again,
he was meant for the mortgage business.
Although he failed accounting five times.
Yeah. You want that guy doing your mortgage?
I don't know if he was meant for anything.
All right, we'll talk movies next. Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5 here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.